Gentlemen, this is our 69th episode.
This is a sex episode.
This is the episode.
Playing my own life.
This is the episode where we talk about only sex.
Okay, wait. I want to make sure this records for more than 30 seconds.
That's the app.
Wait, we could be fucked here. 3, 2, 1. Okay, we're good.
Are we started now?
I think so.
Should we redo the sex intro?
It's being 69. Weird.
That was still my favorite app. That was my favorite app.
No, like apparently everybody one. Hated it.
No, that's just
right, we have
all
to record,
the tools.
We have to record a new ad anyways. So like what kind of angle?
I don't know. Maybe just super professional.
That's boring.
I think that we should send a message with our ad.
What kind of message are you trying to send?
I don't know, something like subliminal where like we...
If you listen to it backwards.
Yeah.
Just the engineering on that.
Yeah, where
tough.
It's at like a certain frequency, so it like makes people go insane.
Well, your voice already has that. So
I know. I fucking hate the sound of my own voice. It's crazy.
The sound of my own voice. We'll keep the theme going. 69th episode. I saw a piece of I followed that history photograph to Instagram, and I came across the most hilarious post. So the post, this is the thumbnail, where it's like full blown. There's a woman basically
dry humping,
but
like straddling the face,
straddling,
of a furry.
But like dress pulled up, like she's wearing her underwear, but it's very like she's fully dry humping this whatever.
Are they in a cemetery?
Yeah, it looks like a mausoleum, like the Victor, top, like a statue top. Of
Victor Noir's grave. Blah, 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 1984, perhaps the most famous for his death and grave than work. He was a journalist who was shot dead. The grave consists of a full-size bronze statue of a man laying down as he was just shot. The statue became a fertility symbol. The story says those who kiss the statue on the lips, leave a flower in Victor's hat, and rub the genital area will find themselves with enhanced fertility, sex life, or find a husband within 1 year. The lips and trousers bulge on the grave are noticeably shiny from the kissing and rubbing on them. Dude, this guy, first off, how gnarly is that? He's fully, that's like, he just got shot, so that's your gravestone. But his, like, dick area is so bronzed out and so fucking, like, so many people have just dry humped the shit out
this
of this guy.
Like in the 80s?
84, baby.
That's a chill ass. And he's, like, got a trench coat on.
It's
that's
awesome.
Part of the
it's him dead on the ground.
That's fucking chill.
In 2004, a fence was built around the grave to prevent women from touching the statue, but after many protests, it was taken down.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
I like that, because so the guy was, like, gonna die, and he's like, yo, homie, you gotta spread this myth.
Yeah.
Like, you need women
that's
to, like, straddle me,
one.
Straddle my face.
She's getting down.
Yeah.
And dressed in full garb.
It looks like she was at a funeral. She's, like, dressed fully in black.
Or she's like, I'm dressing like I'm going to a funeral. Like, more.
Sneaky sneak.
Yeah, that's probably incognito way to do it.
Nice. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, whenever I do my grave robbing, I'm always dressed in a black suit.
Like your mourning.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I'm wearing a veil. Like like a widow would.
Chill.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of history and historical things, today, the big news of the day, the House January 6th committee referred four suggested indictments on a former president unanimously to the Department of Justice. So... nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah,
once again.
He's getting off scot-free.
Yeah.
We're gonna get him this time.
So they referred Trump for, one, assisting or aiding an insurrection. That was, like, the big one. It's, like, apparently really hard to prove that. Obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to make false statements, and conspiracy to defraud the U.S.
What was he trying to defraud, though?
The, like, certification of the election.
Oh, so it's not, like, money.
No.
We're not talking
not
about
this
that.
One.
Not talking about that man.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I fully understand it, but like the special counsel, is it that they think they actually have a case?
Well, this isn't a special counsel thing. This is
the investigate special investigation, whatever.
The committee.
The committee. There's so many fucking.
There's so many lawsuits. Yeah. Well, this was the one January 6th House committee specifically about the January 6th, not tax fraud, not the stealing of government documents, not like meddling in Georgia's election. This was
they just think that he's guilty of all those things. But there's a big difference between like thinking it and like being able to prove it. Like you're saying,
correct.
That whatever supporting an insurrection, whatever the first one was.
Assisting or aiding an insurrection.
Yeah, like you said that was hard to prove. So like even if you would refer a case, the DOJ might still be like, no, we don't think we can win that because it's hard to prove, so we won't take it. Like how, I don't understand the nuance.
And there's
like referring it and that.
So what happened was the House, this committee spent 2 years interviewing thousands of witnesses, and these are the four things they're referring, and they filed like a 600-page report that was like, this is all the proof for the first one. Like, here's a timeline of events for this charge. Like, this is what the law is. This is the specific part of the law that he broke. This is evidence of that part of the law that he broke. Here's like supporting proof. Here's witness testimony, whatever. Here's the second one, you know, and they did that. And now they're giving it to the Department of Justice because they can only refer the crimes to the Department of Justice. They can't indict him. Yeah.
Love that.
Now, where does double jeopardy come into this?
If he wins and then does it again, after he's convicted,
that was my
then
thought.
He can do it the second time for free.
Well, the thing is this was the January 6th House Committee. So if he does it again on January 6th, then yes, that's bulletproof. He can't be charged.
What is the anniversary of that going to look like? I'm curious now.
We're all going to go there and do it
already,
again.
There already was one. There are already one or two.
21. This will be the second.
Yeah.
Second one.
No, yeah.
This will be the third.
But like, I'm just curious.
21, 22, 23.
No, because it happened.
Happened last year.
It happened in 21. In January 21. Right. So yeah, this will be the second one.
To the White House, or I mean, like I feel like
all of them.
You could. It's like just a holiday. You can celebrate it anywhere.
Yeah,
just break into shit.
We're gonna hit all the stops.
Into your local city hall.
Break into your local city hall
every January 6th.
You're gonna get.
Let's just call it a reenactment. We're not even like doing it on purpose. It's just a reenactment. Remember the history.
It's a dramatic reenactment. So it's like. You can get away with it.
Yeah. Dress up like what you would look like in 2021, January 6th, and you're just like, we're just historical reenacting it.
It's a parody.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
It's like fade. I don't know why it's always like bad quality image when it's like a flashback. It's all faded. You know, like when you're watching like those Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
Because it's a that's how you they but convey it to you that it's a reenactment.
Just make it. Let me see what's going on. I want to see everything clearly.
Because
so
it's all,
I can figure.
It's all hearsay.
Did you see that? So are they still trying to figure out the college murder and whatever? Do they still not know?
It's like running cold. The Idaho one.
And I saw that the internet found like. Some image, group of people, you know, something linked to it.
It was 4chan. Like, 4chan was working on it, and they, like, supposedly cracked the case and, like, figured out who the... It was, like, a neighbor that, like, went in and murdered him, apparently.
Well, like, something was left out.
He been charged?
No. This is just what 4chan's saying. What I saw, basically,
there was, like, a car
involved.
A white Honda or something.
So, just the internet.
They did it again. 4chan done it again. And there was all these like Reddit wine moms going on 4chan, like trying to post on 4chan.
Couldn't figure it out.
And it was just like, it was the Wild West.
Yeah. Because they're used to like their own Facebook worlds, you know, and this is like all kinds of shit. Yeah.
It's like, you're not going to be able to downvote that.
Ooh,
person.
Somebody commented on my post. It's probably like a.
Ooh, who is this frog and why is his name Pepe?
I'm getting spammed with gore messages,
like live gore messages.
Yeah, no, it's not good. You shouldn't go on 4chan.
You should though.
8chan is where it's at.
No, well, that's where.
It's twice as good.
That's where what's it?
Anonymous.
Yeah.
What?
No.
QAnon
started on 8chan.
Okay, you know the guy in the wheelchair?
Yes.
He started it.
Which guy in the wheelchair?
The guy who started it.
He started 8chan.
Oh, okay.
I saw him at the Orange County Fair. The Hurricane, whatever that place is, the bar there, like close to that entrance. And I was like, that's the guy who invented H-Chain.
Shane, not everyone in a wheelchair is the same guy.
Come on. I confirmed.
How?
You pulled up a photo?
No, I looked him up. I was like, clearly, I just watched the documentary.
That's not confirmation. I need a verbal confirmation. Dude. You go up to him. No, he's like, yes, no, I'm that guy. Here's my driver's license.
I love your work.
Yeah. It could have been like Stephen Hawking, dude. Or like,
you.
Yeah.
But he sold that. He sold it for like money.
Mm-hmm.
So he's good now. He was always in the right, anyways.
Any celebrity spottings that you guys have seen?
Yes, today.
Wow.
I was on the freeway and I was driving home and I saw Steve-O's like mobile.
His
bus.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
And I was like, I thought it was an ad because it was just on the back and I like drove past it and it was like, no, that was like Steve-O's get up.
Yeah. It's so good to see him on the straight and narrow.
Mm hmm. He was more fun when he was on
drugs,
though.
It's cool that, like, he's going to make it out.
Yeah.
You know? He's going to make it out and be okay.
Yeah.
And then you have Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like,
exactly.
What happened to him?
He was just, like, hospitalized with COVID and, like, on a respirator.
He was too good at skateboarding.
Well, I mean, like, he's been, like, basically nothing. I haven't heard of him in, like,
drug
10
alcohol,
years.
Drug alcohol, man.
Like, yeah. Basically nothing, dude.
Yeah, like, I mean, just I haven't heard of him. I don't know what he's doing.
He made, like, $100 million and then was like, I'm going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. That's a good move.
I wish I could. I mean, I'd build myself a castle.
I mean, he had a pretty successful post-Jackass. Like, Viva La Bam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all that shit was good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He just started getting too fucked up.
What was I going to say? I helped John Stamos at Beef Palace.
Yeah, you did. You did help.
I don't know
Stamos.
If I've told this story to everybody, but
let's hear it.
John Stamos came in. He's handsome. Just a handsome man walks in.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, sir, how's it going? What can I like get for you? And he's like, I'm just looking for some like beef jerky. And I was like, all right, we got it right here. Do you like want to try a piece? Give him a piece of beef jerky. Eats it, gets a little baggy, walks out, and then I didn't realize till after. I was like, that was John Stamos. I freaked out a little bit, talked to everybody, and I was like, I just helped him.
And you were the homie because you didn't give him any shit for being John Stamos.
Exactly.
The coolest thing you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I've said this before. I saw Exhibit at the San Diego Zoo and I botched it.
What'd you do?
I just said it out loud.
Oh my God, it's Exhibit.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. And he like looked at me. He was with his family and he looked at me and I was like, fuck, my bad. You know? I didn't draw any attention, but still, like, I cooked it.
Yeah.
You would do that, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's you.
Yeah. I tell him down whenever I see. I got pictures of Alex Crusoe.
That's tight.
In LAX.
You're taller than him.
No. He's tall.
Dude. Okay.
Professional NBA player.
Sound familiar.
Yeah. Kind of related. Speaking of good shooters, do you hear about the guy who shot 5 HOA members in his condo building and then was killed by police? This guy, okay. So this is the one that I actually read more than the headline because I was like, what was
tight.
The beef?
Yeah.
So he has been complaining to the HOA that his building is next to like some big like power generator thing or whatever and it would like hum.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, this thing's giving me cancer. Like, it's driving me insane. Like, we got to do something to, like, fix this. And, like, wrote letters and attended HOA meetings and all this kind of shit. And, like, the 5 members were just like, no, like, not going to happen.
Yeah.
So then he, like, tried to sue them and, like, all, like, years of fucking.
It was, like, 5 years worth of bullshit.
Yeah. And so then this guy just, like, went to all of the different apartments of the HOA members, the different condos, and like killed them one by one.
Holy shit.
And then like got killed by the police after.
You left them no other choice though.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that like he proved himself right. You know, like he drove him fucking crazy.
Yeah. I told you, I warned you.
That's a movie idea, dude.
It's like the guy that like reinforced that fucking tractor. What the fuck is that guy's name?
What?
Yeah, the guy that, like, built a tank and, like, drove through, like, destroyed this town.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, he was fighting with like this city council about like a cement plant. They wanted to like appropriate some of his land or something.
Yeah,
and then he was like one day. Well, it took him a long time. It took him a long time to build like a bulletproof tractor.
He spent like months like welding like industrial shit, like just like creating
4 inches of steel and like fucking all this shit. It proceeds to like destroy half the town, like knocking down buildings.
And they couldn't
like,
stop him.
They couldn't do anything.
And it took them like hours. I think he like ended up killing himself inside the tank, and it like took them hours to get into it.
Yeah, he
welded himself into it.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, he
that's fucking gnarly.
Yeah,
he got like stuck somehow, and then he was like, "Okay, this is it."
Yeah.
So he probably like, built that like with the intention of killing himself.
Oh yeah,
So that's like a 4 month journey.
Like, you don't think he's gonna kill himself
at some point? You're like, you know what,
gangster?
I'm gonna just. Maybe pump, you know, hold on.
Yeah.
Well, and there's, think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a documentary about it, too, where they explain, like, why he did it. And it had a lot to do with, like, he had a, like, nemesis, like, building owner guy that they had, like, sparred for, like, years.
Yeah.
And then that guy was, like, tied into the local government, and there was, like, corruption just to, like, fuck this guy over. And then he was like, okay, I gotta take it into my own hands.
Yeah.
I'm on GTA.
It was, it's Killdozer, if that was the guy's name.
Yeah.
So fucking
Killdozer? How many people did he kill? Did he kill anybody?
I don't know. He destroyed, like it was like hours of rampaging in this town.
It was like he did like $30 million worth of damage to like an entire town.
And he like got caught on like a highway median or something and like couldn't get off and was like, all right.
High centered it and just shot himself.
Because it's like a smallish town, so you have probably like a sheriff and like a deputy.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. like the FBI got involved. It was,
like, we got this. It's we can stop him.
Yeah.
It's like a Rambo situation.
I love it.
But yeah, that just vigilante justice. Like the law couldn't help that guy, and he was like,
took it into his own hands.
Fuck you.
Plus, like, I mean, we've been kind of vibing with the mantra of like, you can always kill yourself tomorrow.
Yeah,
but that would not work on that guy.
No,
he was like, no, I'm gonna kill myself.
I'm bringing everybody down with me.
Yeah. Well, he's like, I'm gonna earn this death. Like, if I'm going out, like, if they're not gonna do anything, like, I'm gonna end them, and like, the world will be better without them, even if it's just me. Like, I'll try. That's a trade I'm willing to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did
the Christmas judging go?
Just to be yawn and point at Zach.
Yeah.
I have no idea how the Christmas.
You said you're getting judged on Sunday.
Yeah, our fucking block was. I haven't heard anything about it. I'm not involved in this.
I want to know who's the fucking loser at the helm of this, like, going around taking the data, like, oh, his lights were a quarter inch off.
So I actually know who this person is. So I sat and I got roped into talking to my neighbors because they asked me to wrap the front tree with lights, and then they asked you to wrap the front
tree.
She came by and she was like, here's lights, here's this thing we want you to put in the top of the light that like it's an up light for it.
Yeah.
And she was like, and here's a wire to do it. And I was like, all right, whatever, I'll take care of this. And like did that, and then they came by later and asked if they could like hammer a big old candy cane thing like in the grass plot next to it. And they're down the whole street. And so I ended up talking to them, and they're very nice people if they ever end up listening to this. But they had a very weird conversation where it was the husband and wife. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this before. They were both trying to talk to me at the same time, but like different conversations. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I can't keep like responding to each of you. And like she was telling me about how they used to have this judge who was super nice. It was their friend. And now there's this new judge. They don't know who it was. But the old judge was Jeff. You know, Jeff. The guy who fucking works at Disneyland. Yeah. He's the fucking engineer or something there. And it's like, all right, totally. It's just, I don't know. That's my neighborhood. I don't know if we've won. They'll know.
Hey, can I decorate? You're not doing a good enough job. Can I decorate your house for you? Fuck you.
What was that? They did it for like the whole block.
Well, and just a piece of advice. If there's two people talking to you and their husband and wife, you can shush.
Yeah, you can shush the wife.
I wouldn't be able to. I'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa.
You know, like, I can't do two at once.
Yeah.
I was faded putting up decorations.
I was going
like,
to ask.
Didn't want to engage with them. It's just like, yeah, guys, totally.
For sure. Or you try talking to both of them at the same time.
You just do
it. Did. Yeah. I did try to do that, but then I, like, kind of overloaded, like two sentences in. It was like, oh, I can't keep this up. So it was just, like, kind of just nods after that.
Or it's like they're both talking, and you're like, that's so awesome. Don't you agree? And it's like, oh, well, I didn't hear what he was. I was talking.
What are you saying? Like, serve it back. Yeah.
Deflect.
Yeah. I think that Christmas judging, like, neighborhood contest is a prime target for, like, grifting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, you guys, you go to, like, the biggest house on the block and, like, it looks like you're pretty into this Christmas thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be awesome if you could guarantee that you guys won? Because this other street,
absolutely,
they paid me $5,000.
Or it's like, all guys, all sabotage the other streets. If you want, you know,
put like a
both weird angles. Everybody's on the job.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you guys want protection for your decorations?
No. We don't do that. I got you.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Just full grift. Yeah. If you're ever in a scenario where it's just an overwhelming group of neighbors who are chill, grift them.
Are there any like Jewish? Sorry.
Hit it, dude. Get him.
I had to write myself for a second.
Yeah.
Are there Jewish neighbors?
That's what you had to, like, self-censor yourself.
You had a hard time.
I was going to throw a hard J out there. I'll be honest.
I don't know. I haven't seen any, like, Hanukkah decorations. Well, no blue and silvers.
Yeah, blue and silver. Growing up, we had blue and silver lights on our house.
I do remember
those. Kev was like, I like the blue lights. I just like the blue lights. So everybody was like, oh.
Nice. And you're flying the big German flag, too.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, no, Kev doesn't do that anymore. We had a talk with him, like, hey, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, I need to get down. Like, nice.
Yeah. We're not even German, really.
What are you?
We're like Dutch and like Slovakian. Like,
on Sunday,
Eastern Bloc.
On Sunday, the New York Times published a crossword puzzle that many said resembled a swastika.
Don't all crossword puzzles resemble swastikas?
Sunday issue happened to fall on the first night of Hanukkah. I don't know, dude.
Okay.
Let me see.
As someone that does the crossword.
that's a swastika.
Pretty hot. That's pretty.
I like to do the crossword all the time.
Yeah.
That's very common. I think there is a lot of anti-Semitism going on, but you're not going to get it out of the New York Times. Like, New York Times, they're not going to be like...
If that really is it, though, then that's, like, that's perfect. That's not... That's still...
That's not crazy. Even one black square off.
Yeah.
No, dude, the middle is way too thick. Like, see how it's
dude.
Not... Okay, look, if the middle was, like, the same width as the other sides, then, like, yeah, for sure, I got you. But, like...
Yeah. Is one of the answers to the crossword Kanye or Ye?
That's when you know it.
Successful recording artist that recorded Graduation.
No.
Yeah, it's like true or false. 13 million Jews died in the Holocaust. And the answer is false. Like, whoa, what is this crossword puzzle?
Yeah.
13 million?
It's twice as much as everybody thinks, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Because what is it's like six
yeah, it's
or something?
Six. But like 13 million in total died.
Yeah. Kind of related. New Zealand imposes lifetime ban on youth cigarette smoking, and they're going to phase like all tobacco, like cigarette smoking, out of like the island of New Zealand.
Whoa.
So like anyone that's like born after like 2005 like can't buy tobacco products. Anyone that's like. But, like, if we lived in New Zealand, we could be, like, 60 years old and, like, buying cigarettes and shit. And then they also reduced the amount of, like, tobacco stores from 6,000 on the whole island to 600.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit.
But vapes, fucking do whatever you want vape-wise.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, Nikki, you can have nicotine vapes.
Yeah.
These fucking...
You could
they
just
went
be like
and just completely missed.
Yeah,
you could just be like the 60-year-old still blasting off cigs because you're just grandfathered in. How's that? I'm grandfathered in.
There's a black market for all that, though.
Yeah, that was the first thing that
just
came
like,
to mind.
Okay, you're creating more crime.
Yeah,
like is that what you want? That's my, you know what? That's freedoms. They're taking away my freedoms.
Are they?
Yeah, they are. They're doing it in the United States, too.
When does that kick in?
I don't know, but it's 21st. Making me mad.
Is it all of California, or is it...
I think it's all of California.
By county.
Oh, my God.
I think the flumes and, like, the elf bars are fine, though.
I don't think so.
I think they can't sell cartridges.
I think it would be hard to prosecute somebody based on the fact that, like, you could be getting those offline still, and, like, you can't tell the difference between the one that is tobacco and that isn't.
Well, it's not even tobacco, it's the flavored tobacco. Yeah,
so what's going to happen is, like, the tobacco store is going to sell the tobacco liquid, and then next to it, it's going to be, like, flavor enhancement liquid. Like, we don't recommend using these with the tobacco things, but, like, they totally could be used.
But you could add flavor to your regular flavored tobacco. That's a good, someone will just figure out a different way to...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank God.
We'll see. Could be interesting.
Speaking of interesting, how's that new fusion thing that went down?
Yeah, tell me about that, Zach.
Zach Science Corner.
It's cool. It's a good milestone. Cool. So they got more energy out than they put in, technically, from the reaction. So they, like, I'm good. They heat something up with the laser, and they try to, like, generate essentially this fusion reaction. It's, like, essentially slamming helium atoms together. It generates energy. But to heat up the laser and to get it to that state, it still was, like, way more energy in than out. But it's still, they got, like, a sustained reaction from the reaction. They produced energy. And that's, like, a cool milestone. So, like, the next hurdles to overcome are, like, being able to generate it for longer, being able to generate it with a better net positive energy, and essentially just come up with a good reactor design.
Why don't they just... Well, it's going to be steam. Because it's always steam.
Could be. Yeah, likely.
It's like...
But I don't know. They haven't decided
yet. We have a new source of energy. What is it? Steam.
Yeah.
Well, somehow you have to... I mean, yeah.
It's always
steam. You
have
to, like, drive a turbine.
Yeah.
More or less. And the easy way to do that is steam. And, like, what is energy? It's just heat. So, what? Like, how do you use heat...
You well, steam it.
Yeah, you just boil shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't they just use the energy from the fusion to power the laser?
Eventually, it would be a feedback loop, I would assume. But, like,
you
I
should
think,
you should
power
let them know
yeah.
what Corey just said.
Yeah.
Most power plants generate their own energy. They have, like,
so use that energy.
Too, but they, like, run it back.
Yeah.
In. Yeah.
Steam. Use that energy.
That's, yeah, I don't have yeah,
what
do they
do with
that.
The water?
That's actually it's, part of it becomes well, nuclear waste.
When they, what do?
They bury it. But
water?
Fusion, however, that's in fission. Fusion has no byproducts, so it's fine. It's safe. There's no nuclear waste.
Extra water?
So we should use fusion.
Actually, I think it does generate more water, to be honest. I can't remember what the byproducts are.
Because you're heating up air. Hydrogen and oxygen.
I don't remember.
Some water.
I don't think
something
do it out
get
of
this
air.
Man in the room, dude.
Yeah.
Well, make them think.
Sit them down at a table.
It honestly sounds like they need to just make a big Rube Goldberg thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you take gasoline. Mm-hmm. The gasoline turns the motor on to create the steam. The steam then powers a light that's over a solar panel.
Yeah.
That's then making a fan blow, creating wind energy, turning the windmill.
I'm a sucker for those videos.
Powering the fusion, and then the fusion happens. Boom.
You know those ones?
Oh yeah,
I love the enthusiasm.
Yeah,
if all those parts were 100% power efficient, then it would be chill.
We don't care about that. We want it to look cool and make a good video.
We did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do the solar panels boil water?
There are some there on the desert. They're not solar panels. Have you guys seen the ones where it's like the mirrors pointed at the tower? That's one that kind of does that. It's kind of the same idea, but I mean, like, solar power is just. You literally just go straight into electricity. It's Einstein's.
I don't know.
What do you want a Nobel Prize for? It's the photoelectric effect.
Oh, yeah. That one.
He won more than one?
No, that was the only one he won.
What about the theory of relativity?
He had a general theory of relativity, and it was nice.
They didn't give him one for that?
No.
Wow.
Who won?
Yeah, instead? Who won that year?
I don't fucking know.
They should have given it to him every year, I think.
Every year?
Yeah, why not? He's a silly looking guy. Well, just get him up on that stage.
They should make it the Albert Einstein Nobel Prize. So they are giving it every year, you know?
Mm-hmm. And they should give him a bell and be like, you didn't have a bell. Here's your bell.
There's kind of an argument for that. Like, you guys know the Nobel Prize is from the guy who invented dynamite, right? And
his name's Nobel?
Yeah. And so he, like, felt bad about it and then set this up for, you know, advancement of humanity because he felt like he detracted it so much.
Okay.
That's such an ironic thing.
Einstein, I mean, his, like, creation essentially led to, like, nuclear power, like, E equals MC squared. The idea that you can take mass, turn it into energy, those are, like, nukes and bombs. And that's, like, way gnarlier than dynamite, so where's that asshole at? Why is he not fucking dedicating money to this, you know?
Did you guys watch... kind of related. Did you guys watch the Oppenheimer trailer?
Yes.
Looks sick.
No, what's that?
It's, like, Christopher Nolan's new movie about... what's his name? Oppenheimer that created... He, like, invented the nuclear bomb.
Tight.
And it's, like, starring Cillian Murphy, mm-hmm. Matt Damon's in it, Robert Downey Jr.'s in it, Florence Pugh is in it.
Yeah, that's chill. It's probably going to be good.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be very chill.
Yeah. And I guess, like, to recreate, like, the explosion of the bomb, they, like, full-on, like, made a bomb and, like, blew it up.
Yeah.
There was not a real CGI. Nuke. Really?
I don't think it was a real nuke. I don't think it was a real nuke, but, like, they blew it. It's, like, yeah.
They blew something up.
It's coming out in July. I hate those trailers that come out, like,
Americana.
3 years from now, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like in July. It's like they're going for the fucking American.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Thing. Avatar's crushing, right?
Yeah. $440 million in the first weekend.
Yeah. Fuck,
dude. They're like.
It's got to make $2 billion to like break even.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense. Like, I don't really see movies in movie theaters anymore.
I'm going to see that one in
theaters.
Exactly.
And that's like the only one I would consider doing it for. Like, I want to see it in 3D. I want the experience. Yeah. Like, it's going to be way better than I can get at home. And it's like the visual experience is like a huge part of it.
It's a spectacle.
Yeah, exactly.
Am I just a loser saying that, like, fucking movie theaters sketch me out now?
What sense? Like, you're going to get shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelsey's the same way. She gets, like, anxiety about going there.
I don't know.
That's why you gotta go at, like, 2 p.m. on, like, a Wednesday.
Yeah.
No one's shooting the theater
midnight showing.
Midnight showing is exactly when it's happening.
Well, here's what you do. You bring your own gun.
True.
The only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is an even worse guy with a gun.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think we should watch like a shitty cam bootleg of Avatar 2 and review it.
Yeah. I love that.
I'm just playing like the handheld. Yeah. Or like all the colors.
It's on Watch
up.
Series or whichever one it is now.
It for sure is. There's a cam recording of
Damn,
it.
Damn, that's such a
Damn, dude, look at how sick this looks.
They somehow rig up a pair of 3D goggles. Over the lens of the camera.
And you're like constantly seeing like the frame in the way.
He's moving it. You see his knees in the
He's
frame.
He's like eating popcorn. You just hear chomping.
You should.
Yeah. That'd
be great. It's 3 hours.
2040p. You know, just
you're
like,
certainly bringing extra batteries for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're not just doing that in one. I'd love to know how that's done.
We're reviewing it, and it's just like, this is just not as good as the first one. This is terrible.
So much better.
The 3D effect, I can't even feel it, you know?
Wow.
They have 5 of them planned.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, and like a theme park and shit.
Yeah.
Are they going to keep the same cadence? Because it was like, what, 10 years
no.
ago?
No. I think they shot 2 and 3 back to back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So when you say they have to obviously break even at $2 billion, so is this one just like, is it just basically not a throwaway, but it's just, we're not in it to make money. We're just going to make this like awesome movie.
I think it was like, the deal was, James Cameron was going to shoot 2 and 3 back to back. And I think that it's like, if this one makes $2 billion, then like
it paid for
the third one is going to be like crazy profits.
That's all profit.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa.
Because you're like building the sets and the fucking, you know.
And you're whopping it out.
Yeah.
Back to back, baby.
You're whatting it out?
Whopping it out.
What is that?
Whapping it out. Not whopping it out.
You're whopping it out?
Whapping it out.
Whapping it out?
Whapping.
What is it?
Yeah. Have you ever heard whapping it out?
No.
No.
Just whap it out.
Is it like bam, bam. Wet ass pussy? Is it like
No.
Using it as like the slur sense of like getting it done as
Is this an ants on a log?
He's like Italian to get the job done.
Have you ever heard whap it out?
No.
Come on.
No.
Like, what? No. Just say it.
That's
whap it out.
Whap it out?
I did. Made a huge boo-boo. It's whap it out, not the other one that I said.
I think that is strictly your immigrant father teaching you a term that does not exist.
Okay, I typed in whap it out. Cardi B, whap.
This was way
song,
before.
Whap song.
No.
It's not on that one.
Who taught you that?
It's not on Google. It's not on Google. Whap it out. Whapping it out. Let's try whapping it out.
Yeah.
Whapping. The definition is yelping.
Yeah.
So just yelp it out.
No.
Okay.
Who taught you that?
I don't know. I've heard it a lot.
No.
Whap it out.
No.
Okay, cool.
There's pump it out. There's pumping it out. Like, get it done. Just pump it out.
Whap. Maybe I just heard someone use it, and I don't... Cool. What? I don't know. What do you guys want? You're, like, looking at me like, what do you want me to do?
Where did you first hear it? How long have you been using it?
Who else knows?
Like, a year.
You clearly dusted off because you said whopping.
No. Yeah, that's really bad. That's really bad.
What does that mean?
What?
Whopping it out.
That was a mistake. It's whopping out. I'm sticking to whopping it out.
I think plumbers are the ones that are like whopping it out. They're just channeling their inner Italian.
No. Yeah. I'm not talking about that anymore.
The Italians were
I just
so hard.
I have to pump it out. I have to whop it out.
That's where you heard it.
Maybe I'm just trying to get a new word going.
In your like Italian Reddit / Italian slurs.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good Reddit to start.
Wow. I really want to know the origins of that.
I'll try and think of it. Because I have one person in mind who I think I got it from.
Mm-hmm.
Not for sure. And if it, that it, I'll do the research. But if I hear said person use it, I'll just...
Can we get a hint?
No, I just...
Biological relation?
Not biological relation.
Okay. Man?
Man.
Old? Sort of a...
Almost a kind of like a coworker situation, maybe.
Father figure?
Not a father figure.
Current coworker?
Current, yeah. So I can do some research.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
That's good.
But yeah, I apologize. I said a couple slurs
to our Italian friends.
I'm really sorry. I thought it was like a cool word that I try and use and sound smart. But
no.
Failed.
Mm. I did, however, recently come across a situation where, in like a substitute situation, where I didn't have the words and I was just like trying not to laugh and like it's the first one. So I was doing like an aquatics unit, and so there's like people swimming in like the first few lanes, and these two shitheads are just like playing grab ass the whole time, and like one dude like fully shoves his buddy. To the point where it's like, dude, you're on a pool deck. Like, this kid could really fuck himself up.
You could slip and hurt your head.
And there's people swimming right here. So he's like almost fall, like totally eat shit. And so I give like a yell like, hey, what are you doing? Come over here. And he's just like, what? You know, fighting me the whole time. I'm like, what's your name? He goes, I don't have a name.
Oh,
I go,
gotcha.
You don't have a name. Okay. Like. I just totally like don't, because he's just waiting for me. He's setting a trap. So I'm just like, what are you doing, dude? Like, yeah, you fucking do. I'm like, what's your name? I was like, same thing. Like, I don't have a name. He turns around, dead sprint to his clothes that are 15 feet away, and starts running out the pool deck. And I'm standing there like, damn, he just like ran away from me. Comes back. Right? And like tries to like, was he gonna fucking, you know, really run? And I'm like, what do you mean, dude? And now I'm arguing one-on-one with this kid about him not running out of, you know? So I'm just like, you just fully started running. Well, I wasn't really gonna do it. Like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, starts argue. So he runs away again, puts his stuff down, and jumps in the pool. I'm like, awesome. And he's looking at me, you can't even do anything. You can't even do anything. Just shithead. And I'm like, luckily,
this is a PE class?
Yes. Ooh, I was like, luckily, I can fucking... I'll find your name.
Yeah,
right. Good luck. And so I go into the, like, the attendance shit. And it's mm-hmm. like, all right, search by picture. And it's like... Okay, no. And he's on a kickboard, and I just yell, "Hey!" And I say his first name. He looks back at me, and I'm just giving him
the thumbs
up.
Nice.
He's like, "No, fuck that! Like, yeah, good luck accomplishing nothing. Fuck! Like, just losing it." I'm like, yeah. "I'm not interacting with this." Just left this like huge review for the teacher. Like, "Hey, yeah. Everything was great. Everyone was so awesome. Yeah. It was a great class, but this fucking shithead." I was yeah. like, "This is the first time anyone's ever sprinted away from me."
That's a good move.
It was one of those where I was like, "Damn, good for you, dude!"
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You just then he came bolted. Back. Yeah, because he realized.
Realized what? Like he should have just kept going.
Yeah, I don't know.
You could have figured out his name too.
Like, oh, for sure.
You ask one person, like quietly to the side, like, "Hey."
In conversation, "Oh, who is that?"
Yeah,
is it? You know. And they
or
just...
it's like in order to leave to get attendance for the day, you're yeah. like Sarah Robinson. It's like me. It's like, okay, you're excused.
That's a classic. You know? Yeah, I do that like, all the time. Yeah. We're gonna take roll at the end of class.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. I once gave a fake name in elementary school. I was on a bus causing a ruckus in the back, and I got kicked off the bus, and the bus lady was like, "What's your name?" I was like, "Joseph." And she was like, "Yeah." And she's like, wrote it down, like, "Yeah." And she was like, "Oh, and your last name?" I was like, "O'Brien." And she's like, "Okay. Well, Mr. O'Brien, like, you're going to get it talking to me." And I was like, "Oh, no, please." You know? Fucking done.
Got didn't hear from it again.
Scot-free.
I wish I knew a little bit more on how little teachers can do when I was younger. I think I was just, there was so much of a fear factor.
Mm-hmm.
And if I think I knew what was capable.
Yeah.
You have to rule with an iron fist, you know, at first.
Yeah.
Because then it's just me.
They're saying that a lot of problems caused by COVID go back to that, where, like, students now know that, like, teachers have
they
no say yeah. or authority. Or, like, there was always, like, when we were younger, like, there were still, like, parents that could, like, physically
yeah.
solve problems,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like,
yeah.
now it's so... you know, having connection to the internet and mm-hmm. resources, you're like, "Oh, okay, this is child abuse. If anyone ever touches me or does anything, yeah. like,
and
yeah.
I'm gonna film it to boot."
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty crazy, and it sucks because teachers really don't have, especially when you have like the approach now is, "Oh, let's fucking come on, we'll have a conversation about it." And the kid's smart, and he'll just be like, "Yeah, you know, I'm really sorry." Well, get sent back to class, and it's just like, "I'm back." Yeah. You know, just they go through the steps they need to do to like just fucking get like a little slap on the wrist, and then now they just go mayhem. So yeah, all you kids out there, they just can't do anything.
They can't do anything.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if this kid was smart, what he would have done is, if you do like the end of the class attendance yeah. thing, like, you know, someone else is out sick and you're like, "Yeah, I'm Brad."
Yeah.
And it's like, "Oh, haha." And it's like, "Brad's been out for 2 weeks with COVID.
And now the joke's on the sub because yeah. you fucked up attendance."
Yeah. yeah. Brad's in the hospital on a respirator and he's getting because parents are getting a call from the school being yeah. like, "Your kid was a shithead today."
Yeah.
It's like, "My kid's on his deathbed in the yeah. hospital."
Incredible. There was, I think I talked about it, there was one sub that was trying to go, like, viral.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He brought, like, a disco ball and shit. You have some crazy, it's wild. I, like, cruise through some campuses, and I'm like, "Damn, these are the people looking after your kids today, Brad." Hell yeah.
Dude. Yeah, that's brutal. I saw that video, and I was like, that man should not be anywhere near any children.
Yeah. Speaking of kids, there's a new artificial womb facility that's like being built in Europe.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Matrix pictures.
Where it's like, if it wasn't due to like ethical concerns, like the guy that was running this, he was like, we could turn this on right now. And it's like basically, women that are infertile can like have children. You can have like gay lesbian partners having biological children by like splitting their DNA and like not being pregnant at all. They just like put them in this incubator. It's straight up Matrix shit where it's like in like the water pod.
How do they do it with like man and man DNA though? They don't even need an egg? Like,
dude, it's hair. It's like they split like the DNA, hair, they combine the
what
DNA.
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah. And it's like they're just in this like liquid chamber that's like feeding them nutrients, and you can also remove hereditary diseases for like an extra cost. You can give them like, oh, do they want them to be stronger? Yes. How tall do you want them to be? What do you want them to weigh?
I'll make myself an athlete.
What specific parts of the brain do you want to enhance? Do you want them to be creative? Do you want them to be mathematical?
And
do you want them?
He could do that, but the ethical concerns.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, if the
eugenics
laws,
is yeah.
Yeah. He's straight up.
Okay. That's now, chill though. We do it. Fucking green light. Go
can
for it.
Can I have some sort of Boba Fett, Jango Fett situation where I raise
yourself?
Ooh, myself. Yeah, if you had, yes. If you could do it between two gay men, you should be able to do it
to yourself,
one, right? Just take two hairs for me instead,
or just one hair.
You don't even need to. You could cut the hair in half.
Oh, you just need one piece of hair. You don't need to cut it in half.
That would be chill if you could just, because like even if you die. It's like you're still around, kind of.
Would you want to raise you?
It probably would be a clone, though.
Would you guys be down to meet a new me and just have to rehash everything?
It would be a clone of you.
I don't. I mean, like, I don't know how the process works, right? Like, I don't know
Woody
how.
Does.
I mean, there's no eggs, so like, I don't know. Is there really? Is
they cloned a sheep,
dude. They can clone dogs. Barbara Streisand got her dog cloned.
But is it the same process by how they do that?
You take. I mean, you just take. Yeah. You take a one DNA strand, and you're like, this is the blueprint. Dude, watch Jurassic Park again. Okay. Explain all.
Well, it's gonna start out like
I'm Mr. DNA. That's all you need to know.
Like a humanity thing where it's like we have so many people now that can have access to this, and then it's gonna turn bad, and then we're gonna be in the Matrix.
Yeah, we're gonna get sort of like a Brave New World situation where everybody's like perfect. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then somebody's gonna run off and join like the dregs of society. Even though he was perfect, but he was like a little bit shorter. I don't know. I haven't read that
one in a long time. What post-apocalyptic would you want to be in?
Just dead, probably.
Okay.
You mean like what version of post-apocalyptic?
Like I would probably pick Waterworld.
I would go Fallout just because it works fun. Towards my skill set. So
yeah,
it's just fun.
I would go if it was just like disease. Like, if it was, like, a virus.
Yeah, just, like...
Why virus? Why does that want to appeal to you?
Like, well, because, like, because it doesn't destroy the environment, right? Like okay. You can rebuild society if you survive. There's no... you're not, like, destroying big cities. You can still maintain, like, the internet or whatever, or, like, you know, smaller versions of it. And it's not just like EMP
doesn't
like
destroys
everything. Yeah. It's just like a bunch of like 90% of humans die. Fair.
That's a good
it's like one in
and
three.
This hypothesis is that like you survive it. Which one would you want to live in? So like yeah, that would be the best.
Yeah,
everything's still chill.
There would just be people. Way less people. Yeah,
it's like one in.
I go to Disneyland every day.
Yeah,
one in 10 people has like a certain gene that survives it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the best answer.
But like, hey, you kind of broke that. Everything would still be, a house would still be here.
And there's no, like,
still live here.
There's no existing threat, like zombies, like you're
always
like,
you
on your
toes. You broke the game. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I win.
What about, there are less humans. What the predators come back? Like natural predators. Mountain lions explode.
Guns. It's not enough guns,
I would be down to see a mountain lion, you know, here and there.
I do not want to see a mountain lion.
Big cat.
I think I'll take you up.
I saw a tree. I've been near a bear, and it's not cool.
I don't want
it's not cool.
Where were you next to a bear?
The first time I ever went backpacking, there was like, we got stuck in between a mama and a cub with like, it was like me and like three dudes.
Well, that's kind of a serious situation.
Yeah.
Did you go, hey, bear?
Well, no, one of them pulled out a gun and started like
the
shooting.
Bear?
Yeah, the bear pulled out the gun.
Oh, fuck.
And he started like shooting at the ground near the bear, and like the bear fucking bailed.
That's kind of tight.
Yeah.
Damn.
You can just bring guns with you when you go camping.
There was a bear.
Okay.
That's fine.
Anytime you go camping, you can have a firearm.
Would you rather have a firearm or a bear mace?
Firearm. Because you got to worry about people too.
Dude, but the thing about.
Can't use the bear mace on people.
Yeah. You can, though.
Yeah, but that was his...
No, it's made for bears.
Yeah, see? See? We were cruising TikTok
the other
day. and I saw an ad for pen pals for women in jail.
Oh, yeah.
And they do, like, a little bio. And at first I was like, oh, this is hilarious. But then I thought about actually how many dudes are probably writing this woman in jail. And she's probably benefiting somehow from it.
She was hot.
Yeah, too. She was really hot. So it's like...
Oh, you throw a little ramen packet in there?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Here's some black market currency for you.
Yeah. Well, they have, like, the stores in, like, jails where you can just, like, you give people credit for, like,
yeah. I think we should have a pen pal from jail, but a man.
Why not? Can we do that? That'd be chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Let's get a pen pal.
You can write letters to anyone in the penal system.
Just Fantasy Date Night would like to sponsor you as an inmate. Like,
yeah.
Let's open up an open dialogue. We'll have a little segment where you can...
Yeah. We'll read your... If you want to plug stuff, you write it, we'll read it.
Exactly.
Some criteria. They can't ever get out.
Yeah. It's got to be somebody.
Okay.
We only get it with life here yet.
Because what's going to happen is we're going to befriend this person.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're going to want to reach out. Hey, I need a place to crash.
Yeah, exactly.
So lifers.
Guys, I got it. This is what we do.
You're going to house the convict?
We start a new podcast series where it's like a true crime thing, and we find like a random person in the penal system and we write them and we're like, we're going to solve your crime. And then it's like... each episode, it's like within 5 minutes, we're like, oh, this guy's guilty. Like, for sure.
Anytime we hit a dead end, he's guilty.
It's like, no, there's pictures of him shooting his wife. Yeah. Like, there's video of it. He for sure shot him. Guilty. Like, each episode is like 3 to 7 minutes.
We see how long we can go, and then when we hit any sort of resistance roadblock, he's guilty.
Yeah.
So we like Googled him. Yeah, we're good.
Sorry, dude.
Week after week, we keep telling them we're making lots of progress.
Things are turning around.
Yeah. Oof.
No,
that's really mean.
But I would like it.
And then, they will, if they ever do get out, then we're definitely going to die.
That's what I'm saying. We can't have people that are going to get out.
Is that the only criteria?
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, it's like at their parole hearing, they're like, I feel like I'm a changed man. Like, I learned from my mistakes. This crime was 30 years ago. Like, I'm rehabilitated, you know? And then, like, one of the people on, like, the jury is like, well, there was a podcast that came out and it looked at your case and it just kind of reminded all of us how gruesome this crime was. Yeah. And it's like, you're sorry.
And it's us writing. We're sending in the evidence. Don't let this man free.
Yeah.
We're character witnesses. He's staying in there.
We Googled him once.
Yeah.
It feels like forever ago, but the Trump NFTs, dude.
So good.
Yeah, I thought those were jokes.
I thought they were too. I saw a bunch of people being like, Trump's got pogs, and like pictures of that.
The blockchain.
Well, and like they were $99.
Yes.
And there was like 4,500 of them, and they all sold out within like 48 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
it's perfect.
Yeah, just like $4.5 million. Just like, okay,
he's the ultimate businessman. It's crazy.
No, he's the ultimate con man.
Business,
that's still
one
a con.
And the same, brother. One and the same.
You would think that, like, if why only make $4.5 million? Like, that's a small grift, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you think he should charge more?
Also, like,
just make more. Like, say they sold out, or you know what?
He will make more. Smart, he's definitely going to make more.
If he's smart, it's like, whoa.
Okay. Round two, we fucking dug up some new ones.
Yeah. And they, like, photoshopped, they, like, stole copyrighted images of, like, a guy in a spacesuit and, like, put his photo in it, and it was, like, from, like, Getty Images, you know? Yeah.
Ridiculous. Did you, in other like rich idiot news, did you see that Elon Musk put out a poll on Twitter that was like, if you want me to continue being like the head of Twitter, please vote on this poll below. And it's like, I will adhere to like
the results.
And everybody voted like, no, you shouldn't be the head of it anymore. It was like 60-40.
Yeah. It was like, should I be CEO? Like, I will slide by the results. There's been no. That was like 24, 48 hours ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
But Tesla's stock went up Because, like, yeah, all the Tesla shareholders are like, dude, fucking resign from Tesla. Like, Tesla needs a CEO. Like, yeah. He can't just, like, dick off to do Twitter bullshit. Yeah. And he's, like, pulling Tesla software engineers to Twitter to, like, do... And it's... Yeah.
Is so, he going to step down?
Well, that's why he was, that's right? why the Tesla stock price went up after that poll came out. Yeah. We'll see. Probably strategic. Not.
It just, yeah, I don't think he would.
He's like censoring people who talk shit on Twitter too, right?
Well, there was like an incident with his son where like some guy like harassed the car that his son was driving in, and so he was like the guy that does his like jet tracking.
It's like Elon Jet.
Yeah, he got banned. Any journalist that ever had like linked to that Twitter account like was banned, and it's like I have to think about the safety of like myself and my family.
Oh, that's fair.
That and like
that makes sense.
Some people came like AOC came out and was like, "I get it." Like I get like the threat of life, you know.
That seems fair.
But you can't say you're not going to do it and then like do that, and you're like, "Fucking rules for me." But
he's not allowing like cross platform social media platform.
You can't like
advertisement
promote your Twitch anymore. Yeah, you can't like Facebook.
But then they immediately pulled it.
Yeah,
did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that didn't make sense. Those work in tandem, dude.
Well, because like the biggest nail in the coffin, I think, was like the Holocaust Museum was linking to their like website? Donation page.
Oh,
and
God.
It was like, dude, you're fucking.
How's that timing?
Come on, that was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah,
yeah.
Did you go to some chill video game thing?
I did. I went to a Christmas party in Santa Barbara. They had like they rented out this like big banquet hall. Drinking, there was like 8. Like classic arcade, like console games, just like what? Drinking old fashioned, bashing some Street Fighter, you know?
What?
Yeah. It was
cool. How many games did they have?
Like 8.
That's it?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like more.
That's
stuff,
still tight, though.
Yeah, it was. It was
cool. I've always wanted to go
what
like
was
a good.
The highlight. What games did they have?
I mean, it was all classics. Like they had Street Fighter, they had Centipede, they had Frogger, they had Pac-Man, they had like Kong. It was like all like the OG Gattaca or Galactica or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those would be chill machines to get like the high score on.
Yeah.
Because those are going to someone random.
And they just put ass.
I think they reset them all every time.
That would be bullshit. That would go against all integrity of the game. I hope not.
Do we have advice for our separate... I have advice for women this week.
I just have like a little... I think I have a fun fact. Would you like to share yours first?
I gotta look mine up. Corey's advice for women this week. Watch the Barbie trailer.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's fantastic.
Okay.
Margot Robbie.
Crushing
just
it.
Looking incredible. There is a 2001 A Space Odyssey reference that's just impeccable. Greta Gerwig's going to do it again.
So you're going to go see it?
Absolutely. Cool. If we don't get annihilated and go see the Barbie movie, I'm going to be disappointed.
How's Rygos looking it?
Dude, he's not even in it.
Ryan Gosling? Yeah, he's Ken.
No, he's not in the preview, I don't think.
Oh, they're saving him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
He's just going to look so hot.
But Margot Robbie, I can't stress enough.
Well, it was originally going to be Amy Schumer. She was going to be Barbie in like a weight-conscious like Barbie.
And they just
movie.
Decided to go, we're going to go Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. It's worse.
Yeah, that is exactly what happened.
That's so great. Like, no. they started shooting and they're like, fuck, this isn't really landing.
No, I think it was like Amy Schumer being like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Where do we stand on icebergs?
That's love them.
Sea.
That's
sea.
Sea.
That's
water us. On water. Yeah, I'll give you sea. I'll give you
the loudest sound ever recorded was made by an iceberg in 1997. The sound was recorded and named the Bloop. It was said to be heard from more than 3,000 miles away.
3,000 miles
just
away?
Just a little fun fact for your
lovers. You don't have any information on where it was?
Nope.
Did it just like fall into the ocean?
I want you to explore that.
Okay. I love that. A little little puzzle.
Just a little puzzle, little info, just a fun fact about the sea.
Okay, I also have a clarifying question then. Space, where does that land?
None.
Neither.
None of us.
None of us get control of space?
No.
No.
How space. Would one of us
get we all represent the space organization. Yeah. Let's be okay. real here.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Yeah. I'm not letting you just talk about space. I need to talk about space.
What about other planets? That's land.
Nope.
It depends on the planet. Depends on the planet.
I think that, again, that all is in the space.
You get the moon.
Ocean planet.
You get everybody's. The
moon. You get the moon. That's space, dude. No.
But ocean as well, because it controls the oceans.
No.
Whoa.
It's space. It has to be hard line in the sand. There was a I was listening
to the but Earth time. Is a planet though.
Yeah, but it's our planet. It's not space.
I would say I would think you just get ocean planets. Yeah. I get land planets.
Like Venus isn't Venus like all water? Or like no. Jupiter or one of them?
Pluto.
Neptune's frozen. All ice. No, you can have Neptune.
You get Mars.
But
there could be water on there.
There's water on Mars.
There might
but that's like an Earth situation. You get parts of Mars. That's fine.
You only have
winter.
Sea, though. If there's water, if there's like a puddle, like if that's a lake, you know, and that's...
And we get those.
No.
It was left kind of undecided. I thought
no,
that, too.
No, we get all water.
Lakes, I feel like, are land.
We get all water?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, we talk about it. There's like 25 minutes into the last episode where you start talking about like male bears, and I was crying. I was dying. But he's like, you're like trying to make a point about the land. And Woody's like, Zach, it's really easy, dude. It's really fucking easy. You're talking about man. You're talking about men. You're talking about Vito. There's like a 2-minute clip of it. I was just fucking crying.
Dude. Make a little clip of it, yeah. Shane.
Got to establish clear boundaries.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
talking
and
about our organisms.
If you guys get water everywhere, then I feel like I should get other planets in space. If they have water on them,
you
that's
don't
your
get
water.
Space.
You get that part.
You don't get space.
Part.
You don't get space.
No, you don't.
Stop.
Space is
planets?
Too big.
Not like the in-between. It's just the planets.
One person cannot handle all of space.
No,
you
dude.
Get the, Zach,
that's
you
way
get the
too
ocean
much.
Floors.
You guys can have the men and women in space.
No, he doesn't get the ocean floors. We established this.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I do get them. I just can't get there.
Yeah.
I have to drill under.
Yeah, you have to somehow get to them without interfering through ocean.
And without
been
men.
Doing it forever.
And without men.
So it's got to be like a women
that's why
engineering team.
Yeah.
Oh, racing.
They went to the moon. They wrote
exactly.
the code that went to the moon.
Uh-huh.
Well, the moon is
that's why we get
space is ours, because men went to the moon, and no women have been to the moon.
This land.
But we made it possible.
Men.
Who's we?
Oh,
me and
figures.
Women.
Yeah.
Women and I.
Me and women.
I'm a woman.
Cool.
You don't have any land?
Well, I had space, but no.
You don't. You never had space.
You never have space.
Again, second week in a row. Whatever. I won't do my advice because.
What's your space?
Run it by the space organization.
No, space is everyone.
We can disagree. That's the only
space
thing
space is everyone, so go ahead. Run it by us.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have anything.
No,
yeah,
I didn't. I'm not going to tell you guys now. Now you're all going to be like, dang it, we should have given them space.
Good. I know more stuff about women.
Zach's
not
in the
space organization anymore.
So space is Corey, myself, and Woody.
Whoa, you don't get fucking executive.
Yeah,
that's just what happened.
We don't even know.
I. No, I'm not going to be voted off on this one. I'm going to start my own space force.
Whoa.
Zach starts a space podcast where he talks about space by
it's
himself.
All by myself.
For an hour. He calls up Woody. Hey, I need to come over right now.
Emergency session vote. Yeah. No. I guess I have some men advice.
Yes.
Get into, like... Not baking like sweets, but like just a fuck ton of Brussels sprouts or like a fuck ton of diced potatoes
mm-hmm.
or like just baking like appetizer shit.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just get a big baking sheet. It's you just follow the same formula. It's like olive oil,
salt,
pepper, garlic, salt.
Yep.
You know, and just put it in the oven for like 425 for like 20 minutes. And
dude,
you're
that's
good.
Not a week, dude.
Dude, I like diced some potatoes and did that, and it was like, fuck, dude.
Have you guys ever parboiled like potatoes and then
what's parboiled?
Where you like you boil them, but you like. Almost boil them all the way. They're like not cooked fully through. You parboil them and then you bake them.
Ooh.
That's how you get the crispiest fucking
and
potatoes.
Nice.
Your entire
you do
life.
That once you boil them, then you smash them down.
I've seen that. That's a great. And then you bake them.
Yes,
yeah.
Then you bake them.
Okay,
that's the fucking.
They're
trick.
Fucking unbelievable.
I do
nice.
Love them. They're like they're crispy. And it's fucking.
That's a good trick.
Mm-hmm.
kind of related. I had a situation. You know how we talk about how, like, we can eat until whatever, right?
Yeah.
The other day, I ate, like, a frozen pizza thing for dinner. Like, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, fat piece of shit, for sure. And then we gamed after, and I went to the grocery store beforehand, and I had, like, a thing of M&Ms that I was going to, like, snack on while I was gaming. And for the first time in my life, I had a... I don't know if it was the combination of food or the amount of food that I had, but I almost fainted.
Wow.
from eating.
No.
Yes. We were all gaming.
Yeah, you said you did that.
And I, like, straight up almost fainted. Like, in between, over whenever I would dial Overwatch, I'd, like, put my head down for the 10 seconds. I, like, took my sweater off. I was, like, full on about to faint. I was like, damn, is this, like, what a heart attack is? Is this, like,
do I have diabetes?
And
like,
you didn't even stop playing Overwatch with the boys. Damn, that's fucking trooper. Yeah. Thank you.
Dude, competitive. Never playing for Geefs, bro.
But I'm more concerned that the fucking stomach of steel had a...
There's a rupture. Chink in the armor.
Dude, I felt mortal.
We can heal it.
Felt mortal, man. Yeah. It was, so yeah, that's my advice too. Like, try to eat so much or, like, combine such a weird random combo that you, like,
that your body fails.
Almost faint.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard it here.
I wasn't dehydrated. I had drinking water.
That was my follow-up question. Yeah. How much water were you drinking?
I was like, I swear to God, I thought I was going to pass out. I was ready to be like, boys, I SOS, gotta, dude. If I don't respond in like 5 minutes, like, come call 911. Yeah.
Wow.
So try that. Push your body to the limit.
Push your body. Train.
Yeah.
Train over this next week and check back in.
Because I always felt that, like, the wall that I would hit was, like, due to, like, stomach pain, right? Like, I've, like, tearing of my stomach because I'm eating so much.
Well, but you've broken through that.
Yeah.
So your body's trying to tell you other ways. It's trying to communicate to you in different ways that you need to stop eating and shut the shop down.
Your stomach uses so much blood to, like, try and process that food.
Like, eat so much that your body, like, reacts to food as poison.
I love that.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I do feel like if it was a competitive eating situation where I was physically with other people, I could have pushed through it.
Yeah.
Dude. Like, I'm.
Well, because you're competing.
I'll go for the faint. Dude. But, like, living alone, like, you know, I got to chew my meat, got to make sure I'm not choking on anything. Yeah. And, like, you know, fainting when you're alone, like, that's, you know, you got to be careful.
What kind of M&Ms were they?
They were peanut M&Ms.
Maybe you're allergic to peanuts.
No, dude, I crush peanut M&Ms.
Do you have a designated chair that you would give yourself the Heimlich maneuver on here?
I would go for this table.
Flip the table over? I don't think you could get a good angle.
I think the island.
No, I think that it would be that couch corner. You, like, rip the...
I would go right here.
I think any of these corners is the gnarliest.
Or I'd go to the edge of this chair. I'd go into this chair.
That doesn't feel sturdy. That little thing might be good.
Yeah.
Table.
I've also seen people, like, fall on the ground.
Ooh, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I feel like that would make it worse.
You just kind of, like, belly flop the ground?
Yes. You just kind of have to fully commit.
That one probably is good to do it. That makes sense.
But then it's like your face hits the ground, the meat comes out, hits the ground, goes back into the throat.
Bounces.
You're back at square one, and you're on the ground now. But you did get that one breath in, you know? That'll last you for like 2 minutes.
Good.
Yeah. You had your women's advice.
I don't have.
Zach doesn't have anything to do with
it. Come on, what's your space advice, dude?
No, okay. Get rid of your cell phone. Get a landline. That's my advice.
Okay. No.
What if I gotta reach you?
Gotta hope I'm home.
Leave a message.
Get a landline that has texting capabilities.
No.
Okay.
Because then you're carrying your landline around all day.
Well, it is a landline, so I guess that does fall into land. On a technicality.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's. Bye.